Well, the Drake Relays yesterday, action included Heather Miller-Cook successfully defending her Drake Relays heptathlon title as she won four of the seven events to finish with 5,796 points. Cale Wolken won the decathlon by nearly 1,000 points over Tyler Jones of Kent State. Wisconsin took the 6,400-meter relay, giving the Badger men's program 50 meet titles overall, and Minnesota claimed the women's 6,400 for the first time in 5 years. Melissa Dock won the women's 10,000, while Hart Horner won the men's 10,000. Bethany Brown of Iowa was also a winner in the 5,000 meters on the women's side yesterday. Some of the high school results from yesterday. A few high schoolers locally were able to compete yesterday at the Drake Relays in the girls' 3,000-meter run. Carly Larson of Underwood placed 20th overall. In the girls' high jump, it was Sunday Faya of Denison tying for 10th place overall in the meet. Also in the girls' shot put at Drake yesterday, Linnea Confirst of Glenwood placing 8th, Hannah Hood of Creston was 9th, and Bianca Earlbeck of Carroll is 21st overall. In boys' action in the long jump yesterday, Marcus Klein of Harlan had a 7th place finish, jumping 21 feet 8 inches. Also, Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic was 21st, Avery Thomas of Abraham Lincoln was 23rd overall. In the boys' discus throw event yesterday, Alec Bechtold of Stanton placing 4th overall at 169 feet 10 inches. Also, Matt Webner of Panorama placed 13th. John Beaker of Harlan was 23rd. Curtis Schnack of Harlan fouled on all of his efforts yesterday at the Drake Relays. Also in local track and field yesterday at the Griswold Tiger Invitational, Shenandoah won the girls' title. Underwood took the boys' team championship. Shenandoah with 135 points was better than Nottoway Valley's 102. Southwest Valley was 3rd, Griswold 4th, and Fremont Mills was 5th overall in that event. For Nottoway Valley, Destiny Scar was a winner in the 800, the 1500, and the 3000 meters. Sadie Marnin won the high jump and also was part of the winning 4x100 and 4x800 meter relay events last night. Also, Southwest Valley's Kayla Wichman was a winner in the 100 meters. From Underwood, Cecilia Myers won the 400 meters. Lauren Shapcott of Underwood, also a discus winner. For Griswold, Mackenzie Rainey won the shot put event last night. Stanton's 4x200-meter relay team also was a winner. On the boys' side, it was Underwood winning the team title with 133 points. Missouri Valley with 97 was second. Griswold with 86 third. Nottoway Valley and Southwest Valley were 4th and 5th in that event last night. Nottoway Valley's Jared Quarter had a win in the 1,600 meters. He also helped the 4x800-meter relay team to a victory. Griswold had a couple of first-place finishes last night. Jaden Jonke won the long jump, while David Thompson took the 3,200-meter event in last night's meet. Also, Guthrie Center hosting the Gonzales Parish Invitational. It was the Audubon boys winning the boys' meet last night, as Mitchell Nelson had a big night for Audubon, helping them to 168 total points. IKM Manning was second with 140.5. Guthrie Center, Glidden Ralston, and Xyra EHK round out the top five. For Audubon, Mitchell Nelson, a winner in the 110 high hurdles, and he was also part of the shuttle hurdle relay winning team last night. He also picked up a victory in the 200 meters and was part of the 4x100-meter relay team that was a winner last night. Jake Mulford took the 100 title, Joseph Zeiger the discus, and the Wheelers also had a win in the 4x200-meter relay last night. On the girls' side, IKM Manning was a winner with 114 points. And actually, IKM Manning was third overall. Panorama was the champion. They had 147 points. Guthrie Center was second with 141. And then IKM Manning comes in third. Audubon was fourth. Glidden Ralston placing fifth overall in that meet last night. For Audubon, Sydney Obermeyer was a winner in the high jump. Audubon also took the shuttle hurdle relay title. Xyra EHK's Emily Kopik was a winner in the 3,000. And also Sarah Schmeling of Adair Casey, a winner in the long jump in that event last night. At the Nishnabotna Invitational last night, Sydney had 196 points to win that girls' title. Essex was second. East Mills, Nishnabotna, and Clarinda Academy round out the rest of the field in that track meet. In high school golf action last night, a girls' play, it was Atlantic winning a four-way meet. Atlantic shot a 171 total to beat Shenandoah with a 186. Red Oak had 287. Lewis Central didn't have a full team score. Atlantic took the top two spots. Medalist was Brooke Newell with a 38 for Atlantic. The runner-up medalist, Erin Olson of Atlantic, she shot 43 last night. Also, AHSTW beat IKM Manning 226 to 241. It was Trainer topping Logan Magnolia 187 to 257. Clarinda beat Harlan 195. 205-209. Glenwood over St. Albert, 210-237. In boys golf last night, Atlantic wins a three-team meet with a 162 total. Shenandoah shot 165 and Red Oak 187. Ryan Ruzek of Shenandoah was the medalist in that meet, shooting 37. Kyle Nelson of Atlantic was runner-up. He posted a 39 yesterday. Also, Kemper Catholic wins a three-way meet, shooting a 165 to defeat Harlan, who also had a 165, and Clarinda, who shot 174. Glenwood beat St. Albert 151-176. Trainer over Logan Magnolia, 157-173. IKM Manning got past AHSTW, 172-180. Bedford shot a 201 to beat Lennox, who shot 246. In high school tennis last night, in boys action, it was Atlantic edging Red Oak 5-4. Creston beat Shenandoah 6-3. Harlan over Clarinda 9-0, and Denison beat Thomas Jefferson 8-1. In girls tennis, Red Oak over Atlantic 9-0, Creston 5-4 over Shenandoah, and Clarinda topping Harlan 7-2. In soccer play last night, girls action, it was Trainer edging AHSTW 1-0. St. Albert beat Glenwood 1-0. Millard South over Lewis Central 2-0. Omaha Central beat Thomas Jefferson 4-0. Also in boys soccer, it was AHSTW in overtime, a 1-0 winner over Trainer. Glenwood beat Creston 8-0. Kemper Catholic 4-0 over West Central Valley. In Major League Baseball action last night, Ruby De La Rosa struck out a career-high 10 and pitched two-hit ball through seven innings. Chris Herrmann and Brandon Drury homered, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-0 last evening. The Diamondbacks forced a split in that four-game series with that victory. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Cubs over the Brewers 7-2. Phillies beat the Nationals 3-0. Miami beat Los Angeles 5-3, and Pittsburgh at Colorado was rained out. In the American League, Detroit beat Oakland 7-3, Baltimore 10-2 over the White Sox. In interleague play, Atlanta beat Boston 5-3. The Atlanta Hawks have moved into the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals with a dominant performance in Game 6 of their first-round series at Boston. Paul Millsap had 17 points and 8 rebounds, helping the Hawks cruise to a 104-92 win over the Celtics. In the NHL playoffs, T.J. Oshie couldn't have timed his first career playoff hat trick any better. Oshie completed his three-goal performance by scoring 9:33 into overtime to give the Washington Capitals Game 1 of their NHL second-round series 4-3 over Pittsburgh. Well, two quarterbacks were followed by a pair of Buckeyes as the NFL draft got underway last night in Chicago. The Los Angeles Rams have used the number one selection to take California's Jared Goff just before the Philadelphia Eagles took Carson Wentz of North Dakota State with the number two choice. That marks the second straight year that quarterbacks were grabbed with the first two picks in the draft and the seventh time since 1967. The 6'4" Goff set records and grew into a top prospect in three seasons with the Golden Bears. Now he'll be competing for a chance to throw the first passes at the Coliseum in the Rams' return in September. The 6'5" Wentz led the Bison to their fifth consecutive FCS title last season. He passed for 1,651 yards and 17 touchdowns during his senior year, which was shortened by a wrist injury. The San Diego Chargers pulled off a bit of a surprise by taking Ohio State defensive end Joey Bosa with the third selection. The Chargers have needed a force on the defensive line since Jamal Williams left after the 2009 season. Dallas also went in with an Ohio State product at number four, taking running back Ezekiel Elliott. The 225-pound Elliott is the Buckeyes' second all-time leading rusher with 3,961 yards, trailing only two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin. Jacksonville sought secondary help with the fifth pick, getting Florida State cornerback Jalen Ramsey. He was an All-American and a first-team All-ACC his last 2 years with the Seminoles. Baltimore picked up Notre Dame offensive lineman Ronnie Stanley with the sixth choice. Oregon defensive end DeForest Buckner went to San Francisco at number seven. And Tennessee acquired the eighth pick from Cleveland to get Michigan State offensive tackle Jack Conklin. Chicago moved up in the draft to snare Georgia linebacker Leonard Floyd with the ninth pick. And the New York Giants selected cornerback Eli Apple of Ohio State with the 10th overall choice. The Kansas City Chiefs traded the 28th overall pick to San Francisco last night, and they received the 49ers' second-round pick, along with choices in the 4th and 6th rounds in this year's draft. The 49ers used that first-round pick on Stanford guard Joshua Garnett. Kansas City will have the 37th overall pick when the draft resumes with the 2nd and 3rd rounds tonight. They'll also have their original 2nd-round choice at number 59. The Chiefs had their 3rd-round pick stripped as part of the penalties handed down for a tampering case last offseason. So when runs on cornerback and wide receiver took several top players off the board at their biggest positions of need, the Chiefs made the decision to go ahead and trade down. Raiders owner Mark Davis says he wants to move the team to Las Vegas and is willing to spend $500 million as part of a deal for a new stadium in that city. He told officials in Las Vegas that $200 million of the $500 million would come from an NFL loan. The Raiders have a one-year lease in Oakland for next season, and Davis indicated the team would likely stay there until a new stadium is built. He said the Raiders could play a preseason game in the aging 40,000-seat UNLV stadium, but that it wasn't suitable for regular season games. And multiple media outlets are reporting that the Big Ten Network has selected the annual Iowa versus Iowa State football game for primetime coverage on September 10th. A specific start time has not been set yet, but the Cy-Hawk battle will be under the lights this year at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Reports are that North Carolina at Illinois will also be a primetime game on that date for the Big Ten Network. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.